It's Thursday, the 20th of February, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. The remains of the late founding president, Sam Nyoma, have left Windhoek for regional memorial services. On Thursday morning, Nyoma's remains were transported from Hosea Kutako International Airport to the Andimba Toivo ya Toivo Airport in Ondangwa. The procession was accompanied by Chief Mourner, President Nangolo Mbumba, former President Hifikepunye Pohamba, members of Nyoma's family and other dignitaries. Future Media Head of News, Wanda Gutshu, reports.
Good afternoon, this is Wanda Gutshu. I am reporting at the Hosea Kutako International Airport, where the remains of the founding president, Dr. Sam Nyoma, were loaded into a military plane en route to Ondangwa Airport, where it will be received by a delegation that is already there. And from Ondangwa, the body then will be taken to Etunda for the first regional memorial services. This will be one of the 8 regional memorial services that will end with one on the 28th in Windhoek. But what happened this morning, as early as 5, the body was brought to State House in Windhoek, where it was received by the President Dr. Nangolo Mbumba, and it was in the presence of the former President Hifikepunye Pohamba, government ministers, government officials, police chiefs and army chiefs, as well as several Namibia Defence Force members. And from the plot where it spent about 45 minutes with family members viewing it, the body was then taken to Hosea Kutako International Airport, where I am now. And here the military observed a minute of silence before the body was taken into the military plane.
Meanwhile, about 200 mourners, mostly former PLAN combatants, have gathered at Ondangwa's Andimba Toivo ya Toivo Airport to await the arrival of the founding president being flown in from Windhoek. Former PLAN combatant Willem Hennick is resident of Omalala and is among members of the public waiting.
I came here today to pay my respect to Tate Sam. That's the way that I call him since the 1970s. To me, he was the symbol of reconciliation in this country. We are doing a lot better, even though we are independent long before South Africa. We are doing a lot better than South Africa. And that is his role. That was his indoctrination. That was his guidance. Work together, because we are one nation. We must pull together.
In unrelated news, Cape Town Mayor Gordon Hill-Lewis has welcomed the postponement of the national budget speech.
In the past, we would have seen this exploitative tax hike passed by a majority in Parliament. But now South Africans are getting protection from a government of national unity where power does not exclusively lie with the ruling party and its finance minister. We are very grateful that this budget has been stopped for this hike to be reviewed and cancelled. May it never see the light of day.
The delay to next month was due to a dispute within the government of national unity over a proposed 2% increase in value-added tax. The Democratic Republic of Congo is calling on the United Nations Security Council to impose targeted sanctions on the commanders of the Rwandan Defense Forces and political decision makers. It comes as the Rwandan-backed M23 armed group is advancing on strategic zones in the eastern DRC after taking the cities of Goma and Bukavu. And the condition of Pope Francis has shown a slight improvement. According to the Vatican, he's being treated in hospital for bilateral pneumonia. Journalist in Rome, Alina Trabatoni, says Thursday's updates from the Vatican provide some grounds for cautious optimism.
He got up, he had breakfast sitting in an armchair, and Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni went in to see him and spent 20 minutes with him yesterday. And, you know, she said basically that he joked around as always and he hasn't lost his sense of humour. So overall, it does seem to be getting much, much better. But the context, his medical condition, is very complicated.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate and on time.